Shalom to all. Today we're learning about Basra Parakeh, Mishadal and Mishnehei. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Esther Basra Chol Shishi B'Zeichet Avayin Reziv Gahagun Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Hakonish Shnei Ilonis B'Zeich Stei Chaveiroi Hareza Loikon Akarka. A guy buys two trees from his friend as part of a big field, and he's buying two trees. He does not get the karka along with those trees. He's just buying the trees, not the land underneath and around them. That's because they're not considered chashiv enough by themselves. It's just two. Now Meir argues and says Kona Karka, he does get the land. But back to Shita Sahanakama Higdilu. Let's say these trees grow and they become so leafy and branchy. There's actually too much shade over the field, and that's not good for the Baal Karka, for the owner. Lo Yishapi is allowed to trim those branches. That's because since the buyer, the new owner of the trees, didn't get the land with it, that land is considered Meshubed. It's responsible for the growth of the trees, and as long as the trees are here, the landowner is not allowed to do anything about it. Furthermore, Va'olim and Ageza, something that starts growing out of the trunk of the tree, Shaloi, that belongs to the tree's owner, Umina Sharashim, but if something's growing out of the roots of the tree, Shabal Karka, that belongs to the landowner. That's because since the Sharashim, the roots are underground, and the ground belongs to the Baal Karka, so that's why the things growing out of the roots also belongs to the Baal Karka. V'imesu, if these trees die, ain loy karka, so the owner of the trees doesn't get that land, meaning he's not allowed to replant them, because he only owned the trees, not the land. So if the trees die, that's his tough luck, he can't replant them. However, kana shloisha, if he bought three trees, kana karka, he does get the land along with them, meaning the land under and around the trees, and therefore higdilu, if the trees grew too much and there was too much shade, yishapet, the owner of the rest of the karka, the one that had sold his trees, he is allowed to trim them, because that's like one person causing damage to the other. And va'olam and ageza umin asharashim shaloi, something that grows not only out of the trunk but also the roots, belongs to the tree's owner because he now owns the property underneath and around them. And v'imesu, if the trees die, yashalei karka, he does own that karka, so he's allowed to replant them. Moving on to Mishnah, meicher rosh be'am agaso, we have a butcher and he sells the head of a large animal. For example, he's selling a cow's head, loy machas haraglayim, the legs are not included in that. And machas haraglayim, if he sells the legs, loy machas harosh, the head's not included in that. That's because when we're talking about large animals, the head and the legs are considered chashav by themselves, so one doesn't come along with the other. Similarly, machar sakane, if he sells the windpipe, and this is really referring to the lungs, loy machar sakaved, the liver is not included in that, and machar sakaved, if he sells the liver, loy machar sakane, the lungs are not included in that either, because again, when we're dealing with a large animal, these things are considered chashuv by themselves, so one doesn't include the other. Aval badaka, however, with a small animal, for example, sheep or goat, machar sarosh, if he sells the head, machar sarglaim, the legs are included in that, because the legs are not chashuv by themselves, and therefore it's understood without even saying it, that when a guy buys the head, he automatically gets the legs. However, machar sarglayim, if the guy only sold the legs, lo machar sarosh, the head's not included in that because the head is something chashuv by itself. And if someone decided to buy the legs, even though that's not the norm, they still don't get the head along with it. And similarly, machar sakane, if he sold the lungs, machar sakaved, along with that is the liver because the liver is not so chashuv. However, machar sakaved, if he sold the liver by itself, lo machar sakane, the lungs don't come along with that because again, the lungs are chashuv by themselves. If a guy decided to buy the liver, well, that was his choice. He does not get the lungs with it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.